Shri Uddhav said, "My dear Krishna, generally human beings know that material life brings great future unhappiness. And still they try to enjoy material life. My dear Lord, how can one in knowledge act just like a dog, an ass or a goat?" Purport. The standard methods of enjoyment in the material world are sex, money and false prestige, all of which are obtained with great suffering and eventually lost. One engaged in material life suffers in the present and has only a very bleak future to look forward to in the continuing cycle of birth and death. Thus, how can human beings who have seen these things and know them very well continue to enjoy life like dogs, asses and goats? Often a dog will approach a bitch for sex, but the lady dog may not be attracted and will show her teeth, snarl and threaten the poor dog with serious injury. Still he goes about his business trying to get a little sex pleasure. Similarly, many times a dog risks being bitten or shot while stealing some food in a place where he knows he should not go. The ass is very attracted to the she ass, but the lady ass often kicks him in the legs. Similarly, the ass master gives the ass a handful of grass, which the poor ass could get anywhere, and then burdens him with the great loads. The goat is generally raised for slaughter, and even when the goat is brought into the slaughterhouse, he shamelessly goes after the lady goat to get a sex pleasure. In this way, even at the risk of being shot, bitten, and slaughtered, animals persist in their foolish sense gratification. How can an educated human being commit himself to such a condemned way of life, wherein the result is practically the same as that of the animals? If by cultivating the mode of goodness, one's life is filled with happiness, enlightenment and future rewards, why would anyone cultivate the modes of passion and ignorance? This is Uddhava's question. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। हरे कृष्णा। ट्रांसलेशन वंस अगेन। श्री उद्धव सेड, माय डियर कृष्णा, जनरली ह्यूमन बीइंग्स नो दैट मटेरियल लाइफ ब्रिंग्स ग्रेट फ्यूचर अनहैप्पीनेस एंड स्टिल दे ट्राई टू एंजॉय मटेरियल लाइफ। माय डियर लॉर्ड, हाउ कैन वन इन नॉलेज एक्ट जस्ट लाइक अ डॉग, एन एस और अ गोट। हियर वी आर इन 11th कैंटो 13th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू उद्धव, कॉमनली नोन एज उद्धव गीता। हु वॉज उद्धव? उद्धव वॉज द सन ऑफ देवभाग। देवभाग वॉज ब्रदर ऑफ वसुदेव, दैट मीन ही वॉज कजिन ऑफ कृष्णा। सो उद्धव हैड a family relationship with Krishna. Not only that, Uddhava was always seen with Krishna. He was always following Krishna. He was always with Krishna. Wherever Krishna goes, Uddhava accompanied him. In fact, he was so much with Krishna and so much conscious of Krishna, his bodily features were also looking exactly like Krishna. And the dress which he wore was Maha of Krishna. Krishna wore those dresses first and then he used to wear those dresses. So Uddhava was practically dressing also like Krishna. And Uddhava was, Krishna's trusted Uddhava so much, as we know, gaining someone's trust is not easy thing. Beyond love is a trust. We can love someone but we trust very few. Or we can love everyone, but we trust very few. So, Krishna had such trust on Uddhava that when Krishna want to send a message to his most confidential associates of Vrindavan, gopis, he chose Uddhava. It's like privilege to Uddhava to deliver this message to Krishna's most confidential associates. Now, if Krishna would have told that to you and me, at least you would have propagated it on social media, or at least felt proud of it. Krishna has chosen me amongst all of his devotees to give this message personally. And this Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati. And now Brihaspati is not an ordinary person. He is a guru of demigods. And that's why Uddhava was considered with a vast knowledge. Sometimes Uddhava was so learned and so, not just learned with knowledge, but has a wisdom also. When Krishna didn't know how to tackle Jarasan, he took advice from Uddhava. Not just one incident, but many times Krishna used to take advice from Uddhava. Now, Uddhav never thought that, oh, Krishna is taking advice from me. That means I am superior than Krishna. Why do I require to take advice or knowledge from Krishna? But no, here we find in Uddhav Gita, Uddhav is asking question to Krishna. That's his humility. The qualification of Uddhav to get this most important, confidential and vast knowledge is his humility. Humility means amanitvam. The beginning of knowledge is humility. Without humility, knowledge cannot be gained. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sanatana Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya at Varanasi, tie his neck with a cloth and with his teeth he is holding a trina, which that time indicated the sign of humility. Straw. He was holding the straw. Now we hold the straw for another reason. For drinking some cold drink or juice. But straw holding was considered as humility, sign of humility. And because of that humility, Lord Chaitanya was very much pleased with Uddhav. Sanatana Goswami. And he imparted the knowledge. And his brother, Rupa Goswami, when Lord, after Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra, Rupa Goswami was staying at Siddha Bakul along with Haridas Thakur. And during Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya uttered one verse whose meaning was very confidential. Nobody knew it. He just uttered it. And after Rath Yatra, Rupa Goswami wrote down that verse on a palm leaf. After writing that verse, he kept it for drying on the roof of that hut. And he went for taking bath. And that time Lord Chaitanya along with Swarup Damodar Goswami happened to come by. And he just took out that leaf in order to read the verse. And when he read the verse, the first question he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, how did Rup Goswami understood my heart? What I spoke during Rath Yatra. And Swarup Damodar Goswami plainly said, because you have bestowed your mercy on him. Why did Lord Chaitanya bestow his mercy on Rupa Goswami? Lord Chaitanya said, when I made them first at Ramkeli, I found that he is a perfect candidate to receive my mercy. And what was his qualification to receive the mercy? His humility. So humility is the qualification or pre-requirement to gain a knowledge. Not arrogance. Dignity is never arrogant. The sign of dignity is humility actually. There was this story of one person who was a blind man and sitting at one place. And one person comes and asks this blind man, did you see anybody passing by? And the blind man who was sitting was a saint. As soon as he heard this word, he said, you are the king. I know you are the king. I know you. The king was surprised. How do you know? I just asked you the question. He said, few moments back, your servant came. After that, your minister came. And now you have come. You are the king. You must be the king. He said, but how could you sense that? Because I can see that you are blind. You cannot see. So how could you sense that I am a king? He said, then when your servant came, he said, hey blind man, have you seen anybody going by this way? When your minister came, he said, have you seen someone going by this way? And when you came, but when you said, he said, I am sorry to ask you such question, but did you hear somebody passing by? He said, this is it. Humility is the sign. How you talk to others, immediately people will know whether you have authority from God or not. How much you have the knowledge or in terms of power, that doesn't show whether you are authority or not. Actually, humility shows whether you have authority or not over the others. So humility is the only way to access the vast knowledge, especially the Vedic knowledge. So in spirituality, the first and foremost is that person becomes very humble. Not externally, but from within the heart. It's very easy to show humility externally, but it's very difficult to practice the humility from within the heart. So, humility is a power, and Uddhav had this humility. That's why Krishna was pleased, or he had chosen Uddhav to give this vast knowledge, which is more deeper than what he spoke to Arjuna at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. More vast, more detailed one. Because Krishna knew that he is the right candidate to do that. So, this Uddhav Krishna gave knowledge, and today's verse, he is asking Krishna a question. It's a very tough verse to speak on, especially with the heavy purport, which is kind of exposing the reality, harsh reality of this world. Many a times, it's very difficult to face the reality. We want to live in the illusory world or imaginary world. Why? Because imaginary world gives a sense of security. That nothing wrong is going on. We are happy, everything is going fine. But the nature of world is, this material world is designed in such way, there is no guarantee that everything will go on rosy way, what we think of. In fact, there are more thorny ways than the rose petals on that road. It's filled with the challenges, it's filled with the difficulty, it's filled with the troubles. Mostly it's filled with the negativity. And the age of Kali, it's more prominent nowadays to be seen these things. So, living entity here, Uddhava is asking question, is always hankering for the happiness. That's the nature of living entity. Anandamaya Abhyasat wants to seek an happiness. We cannot take out that nature because it's inbuilt system for the living entity to seek the happiness, to seek the pleasure. But the problem of the enjoyment in this world is that it has a limitation. The enjoyment also has a limitation, and the capacity of our senses to enjoy also has a limitation. It's on both sides that problem is. So in this world, actual enjoyment is only at the state of mind. Suppose this, as I said, that we try to seek the enjoyment in this world. First, we try to seek the enjoyment in this world with the people, with the relationship. But when that get frustrated, then we try to seek the enjoyment in the things of this world. Why do you think that the number of gadget buying has increased? One person carrying 2, 2, 3, 3 mobiles. Not one. Mobile, laptop, iPad, whatever. All these gadgets. One person, everything. Not in one quantity. 2, 3. Because he's trying to seek the enjoyment into that. He's not able to get the enjoyment in relationship. So, okay, at least I will get enjoyment in the things. If I have these things, my enjoyment is guaranteed. But as I said, enjoyment is at the state of mind. Suppose we think of buying some mobile. Let's take this as a common example. We start planning about it. Which model? We start searching about it. How will it look it in my hand? What are the configuration? So we are enjoying already. I will use this way. I will use that way. I will do with this. This thing starts coming to the mind and we are enjoying that. But as soon as we buy that, the thought comes to the mind, shayad wo achcha tha. The other one is better one. The enjoyment evaporates like this. Same thing with relationship. We try to like one person, we start loving that person, we think that I will be happy throughout my life with that person. I met one person yesterday and he got engaged and he know his fiancé is 8 years. And another person was married and experienced. And we were talking and the person who just got engaged, he said that, I think our life will be happy. And the person was experienced. He said, what make you think that we will be happy? He said, because since 8 years we know each other, we are quite familiar with each other. He said, no, but still you are living apart. Once you start living together, then real test starts. Because staying together and tolerating one another, it's not an easy thing. So enjoyment is, he's thinking, I will enjoy. But the experienced person once you start living together, then you think, shayad wo achchi thi, wo partner achcha tha. not this one, I made a wrong choice. And I have heard people staying in relationship after 10, 20 years, they are regretting, I think I made a mistake of my life. So enjoyment is at the state of mind. Why? Why at the state of the mind? According to current science, there are four neurotransmitters which are the cause of enjoyment. When we anticipate enjoyment, there is one substance called dopamine. It is released in our brain. And that dopamine gives the kick of happiness. Anticipation. I am going to enjoy. So that becomes the cause of happiness. So here, the first thing which Uddhav is asking, or not Uddhav, but at least the purport is saying what Uddhav means for giving three examples of dog, ass and goat. What are the things which actually gives the enjoyment in this world or happiness in this world? And the first and foremost is called sex. That's what is described here. That's the most pleasurable thing in this world. In fact, it's a driving force for this world to run. But the problem, as we said in the beginning only, it has also some limitations. Anyway, the classic example from Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto, the story of Yayati. Maharaj Yayati married the daughter of Shukracharya Devyani and he made a mistake to also give a son to Sharmishta, who was a maid servant and had some, will not go in detail of the story, but had some rivalry between Devyani and Sharmishta. Devyani became angry. She went to her father Shukracharya. Shukracharya cursed Yayati to become an old man. And the first thing Yayati said, if I become old, your daughter will suffer. Why? Because I will not able to give sex pleasure to her. Then Shukracharya realized his mistake. Said, okay. We can make some adjustment. He said, what adjustment? You can ask someone to give their youth to you, that person's youth to you, and you transfer your old age to that person. Nobody agreed except last son of Yayati, who was born out of Sharmishta. He agreed to it. And the youth was exchanged. And with that youth, Yayati enjoyed with Devyani for a long period of time. Many years. But still he was not satisfied. Even with that enjoyment also. And there is a full chapter about his lamentation and telling that what is the nature of this enjoyment out of sex in this world. And to explain this point to his wife, he tells the story of he goat and she goat. It's a very nice story, you can go and refer to it. But the thing is that even trying to enjoy through this one medium for a long period of time, he was not happy at all. There was no happiness, there was no enjoyment. And then he left that endeavor. He gave back the youth to his son and took the old age back. And rest is story. So why does this act of man and woman coming together and having sexual relationship gives happiness? Because there is one neurotransmitter called oxytocin that is released in the brain during the act of relationship. This oxytocin, when it released in the brain, it gives that kick of happiness, kick of enjoyment. And that feelings of warmth, feeling of acceptance, feeling of connection, feeling of happiness, that sense of connection, that I am being accepted by other person, that helps to release that oxytocin. And this oxytocin makes the bonding, gives happiness also, or simultaneously also makes the bonding between two people. Another source of happiness or enjoyment is given in this purport is money or wealth. Money or wealth is the medium by which we can buy anything. It's a power actually. Money is a power. To earn the money, but person has to work very hard. And again, we have example from Srimad Bhagavatam itself only. Hiranyakashipuni Hiranyaksha. They worked so hard to gain the wealth. But once we gain a wealth, first of all you have to work hard to gain a wealth. But along with wealth, another problem comes, and that problem is fear and anxiety. How to maintain that or how to increase that? There is always this association. Wealth is always associated with fear. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this classic example of Ishan, the servant of Sanatana Goswami, he was carrying the gold coins. Till the time he was carrying the gold coins, the fear was there. And when Sanatana Goswami asked him how many gold coins, he lied him. He said 7. Okay, gave 7. Still he kept 1. Gave 7 to that hotel manager. Still he was carrying it. And Sanatana Goswami could sense it. He is having fear. So he asked him, are you still carrying something? He said, yeah, I am carrying 1. He said, along with gold coin, you go back now. I will walk alone. When I have nothing to fear. So wealth brings the fear. And what does wealth do? Wealth or money gives a sense of completing something. I have completed this work. With that wealth, we complete the work. So when there is a sense of completing something, again the dopamine is released in the brain. And this dopamine gives the happiness. Oh, even counting of the money, currency, gives the happiness. It releases the miseries. This example is like one of our devotees was working in a Gulf country. And in Gulf country, the temperature is very hot. And situation of staying in those places is like, because when Indian go for working, they go for saving money and bring it back here. So obviously you will live in austere condition. You will not live luxuriously. So having AC or having luxury room, it's not possible. So whenever he was it's very hot and it was troubling him that this is too unbearable to stay me here. The thought that let me go back to India. So whenever he used to have that thought, his friend used to say, wait. I will tell you one solution. Whenever you feel hot, and now I cannot take it anymore, I have to leave back to India, do one thing. Open the cupboard, open the locker where you have kept the dinars, green color, take them out and just wave them off. You will feel cool. And by seeing that, you will give up the thought of going back to India. And literally he used to do that. And he confessed that it happened. It worked. So money, it gives a sense of happiness because it releases it. There is a sense of completion of something, accomplishment. So by that, this dopamine is released and you become happy. Third thing which gives happiness in this world is called prestige. Now, prestige is earned by money, is earned by influence, is earned by qualities. One can have prestige. In prestige, the person is a little bit superior than others or higher than the others. Prestige can be earned. Money can be earned. If money is lost, you can again earn money, but prestige is not like that. Once prestige is lost, it's very difficult to earn the prestige. So prestige is more difficult to earn and maintain than the money. And that's what Krishna in the second chapter, he tells Arjun, people will speak ill about you. That you have left the battlefield not out of compassion but out of fear. What will happen to your fame? So prestige is more valuable than money in that sense, and it's more difficult to earn also in this world. And to maintain that, people go to any extent to maintain that prestige. That's why sometimes this Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur compares the prestige to the Shukrera Vishta. The material prestige is talking of. So the prestige gives the sense of achievement. I have achieved something in my life. Everybody in this world want to prove something. Achieve something. That मैंने इस जगत पे कुछ तो अपना निशानी छोड़ दिया, दैट इज अचीवमेंट. सो यू विल फाइंड इट व्हेन पीपल आर नॉट एबल टू डू एनीथिंग इन लाइफ, एटलीस्ट एट द बैक ऑफ द बस सीट दे लीव देयर नेम, राइट देयर नेम, और इन द ट्रेन दे राइट देयर नेम, or in the forts, or the rocks are there in the forts. If you go to many forts in Maharashtra, you'll find people have written their names when they visited the place. They could not build a fort, they could not achieve that, but at least my name is there. So that is sense of achievement. What does this sense of achievement do? So in order to achieve something, you have to fight all the odds to achieve that thing, and during that fight the substance called endorphin is released. That endorphin gives the sense of happiness. Actually. So if you see clearly all these things which are there in the purport, which gives the enjoyment or happiness, that are related with the release of some substance in the brain. And as I told you, the problem with above all these things, the experience of the enjoyment is very limited and short-lasting. That's why we want to repeat the things. Repeat that experience of enjoyment. Because it's very short-lasting. So I want to do it again and again and again in order to be in that realm of enjoyment. In order to experience that enjoyment forever. But that doesn't happen because there is a limitation to our senses and limitation to the substance which gives enjoyment. Is not there any other way to experience this kind of enjoyment? There is other way to experience this kind of enjoyment. Even without going through using this kind of substance or without taking shelter of this kind of three things which we have seen, wealth, sex and prestige, there is also other way to enjoy. There is also other way to get an enjoyment. Because as nature of ours is there to enjoy, so there has to be some other way. So Harvard University did some research, and based on that research we will try to understand what are the other ways, and we will try to correlate, is there any correlation or is there any some substitute in our way of life to achieve those kind of enjoyments in this world. So as I said, dopamine is released when we have some anticipation of getting something or completing some work. That time dopamine is released. There's some anticipation. And same thing happens when we complete some work or anticipate something. In the devotional service. I remember when I was in Bhusawal and was going book distribution, going for book distribution, we had kept some targets that in a month 500 Gitas I should distribute. So whenever I used to go for book distribution at the railway station in the trains, so I used to calculate, okay, 500 divided by 30 days I go, 30, how much I have to. So almost like 13, 14 per day I do. So I used to carry 15, 16, 17 Gitas just to achieve the target. And at the end of the, after coming back, distributing, and the most happiness would be when whole bag is empty. That would give the happiness, sense of completion. That I have completed the work. And then at the end, after coming back, another happiness was counting the money. How much I have distributed. And the most happy period was at the end of month when I found out that I have distributed more than 500. Oh, I have completed it. So in our devotional service also, we can put some targets for ourselves. Okay, I am doing this much, little bit more than my capacity. Can I achieve it? Put the targets. And when we achieve those targets, we also feel the sense of happiness. Another substance which we saw, the oxytocin. This oxytocin is released when we become closer to other human being. When we come in contact with other human being. So research has found that loneliness kills. In fact, loneliness is more dangerous than alcoholism and smoking. In today's world, we may be surrounded by so many people, but still we are lonely. I find it, previously when I used to travel with local trains, people used to at least chatting with someone, looking out of window, what's happening, or reading newspaper, or taking part in bhajans which were going on during local trains, or when we used to distribute books in local train, people used to at least look at us. Nowadays, when I enter the local train, I find nobody's neck is up. Everybody's neck is down. And fingers are in full speed. In fact, the person station comes and is about to get down, still he's on this cell phone, either playing or watching. So we have involved or indulged ourselves so much into these things that even though there's now local train mein jo bheed hai, the crowd, it's, you can't imagine. You are surrounded, forget the gap, you are completely tightened by the people, but still people are lonely. Even they are in close contact with the others, still they are lonely. Why? Because the focus is not on the people, the focus is on that device, which is not going to give reciprocation. For us to have this loneliness go away, we require a reciprocation. And that too from the living entity, not from the dead matter. So nowadays, people have become less and less social. The SQ, social quotient, and EQ, emotion quotient of the people has gone down. We don't know how to handle our emotion. That's why when we come in contact with some person or having relationship or dealing with other person, that emotional turmoil we are not able to handle. So what we think, better not to talk to anyone, not to have a relationship with anyone, I can have a relationship with a gadget. Why? Because there is a question of emotional involvement. We have not been trained to how to handle our emotions. And because of that low EQ, our SQ is also low. Our social quotient is also low. So, even embracing someone, shaking the hands with someone also releases the oxytocin in the brain. So, we should be in touch with the human. We should be dealing with them. So those who provide the social support, the study, Harvard research study shows, those who provide the social support are most likely to be happy during their high stressful time. Even their own life stressful time, they tend to be happy. Why? Because they are providing some social support to someone. In our case, for us, to release oxytocin, we have Vaishnav Seva. When we serve the devotees, we come in contact with them and physically serve the devotees, do the Vaishnava Seva, that Vaishnava Seva will make us happy. Because that is how our oxytocin will be released. So as long as you make certain that you are not overcommitting yourself, even in the name of Vaishnava Seva, we might overcommit to someone. Don't do overcommitting also. But as long as you make certain that you are not overcommitting yourself, helping others is a sure way to have a positive influence on your mood. That's what the research, this Harvard research shows. So helping someone really gives happiness. Because you come in physical contact with that person. Another thing, helping someone, when we help someone, give someone to others, that releases the serotonin in our brain. That Harvard research says. And this help could be charity of time, charity of wealth, or giving yourself without expecting anything. This Harvard study shows, why do many billionaires are involved in the charity? The billionaires earn a lot of money, but that still doesn't give them happiness. When they start doing charity work, that releases the serotonin and that gives them happiness. I remember once I was in Goa and I had one talk in a Panji. I was just waiting in a car so that they can call me for the talk. And inside the car, I was just preparing or just going through the last minutes. and window sill was closed. And where the car was parked on the parapet, one person was sitting. His hairs were disheveled. His clothes were dirty. Seems to be not taken a bath since long. Kind of beggar. And he was holding in his two hands something. He looked at me. I was sitting inside the car. And I also looked at him. And both of our eyes met. But as he was a beggar, I thought that if our eyes meet for a long time, this person will come to me. And my intelligence says that he will come and ask something. So I just looked down as if I am busy. After some time, somebody knocked on my window. Tuck, tuck, tuck. And I saw the same person, beggar. The thing which I was trying to avoid, he should not come closer to me and ask for something. But he was just standing next to me and he was demanding that I should take down the glass of that window, of that car door. So very reluctantly, I just rolled down the window glass. And then I found he has in his two hands, one hand was holding an orange and another hand was holding a banana. Two fruits. Immediately, without a thought, he held one hand which was holding banana towards me. And he said, "This is for you." I was like, "What?" I was thinking that he is going to ask something from me. He was only having two things in his hand. That may be his breakfast, who knows. But he was ready to give. Why? Because seeing this color, he thought that I should give something. And after that, when I looked at his face, the happiness which he was having by giving something was much more than the misery which I was having of accepting something and wrongly judging the person. So the sense of happiness comes when we give something to others. Help someone. And that's why we should make our point to help someone in some way. Because that is what gives happiness. Not the things of this world will give happiness. So in our philosophy, we have a very nice principle called Jivdaya. Jivdaya means you go out of your way to help someone. That could be in terms of giving knowledge, that could be in terms of giving prasadam, that could be in terms of helping that person financially or whatever it may be. So that person becomes more favorable to Krishna consciousness. That is the only purpose of Jivdaya. So when we do Jivdaya, we also get this serotonin to release in our brain. And we feel the sense of happiness. It is said that Harvard research shows, those who help others are 10 times more likely to focus at work and 40 times more likely to get promotion. So the happiness also increases 10 times more when we give to others, when we help others in some way or other. So this is for us, this is Vaishnavi of getting happiness. And the more we keep on doing it, just like this also we want to repeat it. And another, this research also said, when we get money, the duration of happiness which lasts, and we help others, the duration of happiness which lasts, the duration of happiness which lasts while helping others is much more longer than the duration of getting something for ourselves. It's a proven scientific research. So giving is the principle. In our whole, if you see, tyag is one of the principle of our life. The Vedic system, the Vedic literature also speaks about tyag. In fact, tyag is very much important fabric of our whole existence. How come? Just like in order to take a next breath, we have to give up the last breath. till the time we give up the last breath, we will not take the next one. If I say, no, I will hold on to it, this is mine, we will die. So giving up is the most important fabric for existence, to remain alive in this world. So helping others is that is sense of giving something. That gives happiness. And the last one is the substance I talked was endorphin. This endorphin is released when there is some sense of achievement. I have achieved something in my life. And all of us has daily get some happiness as soon as we complete our 16 rounds. I have achieved something. At least in a day, I don't know what I have done, but at least I have completed my 16 rounds. That is sense of achievement. The sense of achievement gives happiness. And in our case, Vaishnav way, or in our philosophy, we can put that into Namaruchi. When we develop the taste for holy name, we have achieved, because all of us are striving. Why do we chant every day 16 rounds? If you analyze carefully, we chant our rounds to get the taste for holy name. That we want to achieve at the end of our life, at least. Or before. If before, well and good. If not before, but at least at the end of life, we want to achieve that sense of achievement. So, Namaruchi is the things which also gives happiness. Why? Because it releases that endorphin. So if you see carefully how our whole life is designed, Namaruchi, Vaishnava Seva, Jivadaya, all these three principles are actually meant for us to practice devotional service happily. It gives happiness in our life, provided we do it with proper consciousness, not grudgingly. Abhi aaye hai andar, to theek hai, karna padega, kya karte, kar lete. With that, we will not gain happiness. Even outside, these three things also, the prestige, material wealth, and sex also, if it is not done with your involvement, it will not give happiness. Involvement has to be there. Consciousness, we have to be present there in order to get that enjoyment. So, these three things, if you practice with proper consciousness, happiness is guaranteed, which we are looking for, and which everybody, all of us, why we are endeavoring to spend 2 hours a day chanting the holy name, reading scriptures whenever we get time, hearing Bhagavatam, coming to the temple, doing services, all these activities we are doing it with that purpose only, to enjoy. May not be the enjoyment what outside people think of, but we want to get happiness. Until unless we get a happiness or enjoyment, we will not be propelled to do it day in, day out. At least the anticipation of, okay, I will, today I don't have the taste for holy name, at least anticipation that, okay, I will get taste for holy name, maybe at the end of life or after many years, who knows, that anticipation also gives happiness. So, these things what this question Buddha is asking, why do people know that the enjoyment of this world gives only suffering, and first of all we have to work so hard to get that enjoyment, why still people don't give it up? That is the question of Buddha. And Krishna from next verse onwards starts answering, and he gives this, what Hansa Avatar comes and gives this answers, that what Krishna is going to quote, beautiful answers that will be discussed from tomorrow onward. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.